In this surah, or chapter of the Quran, there is a suggestive blurring of masculine and feminine, especially in pronouns, which is often lost in translation. In the Quran, the question, "What can tell you?" regularly introduces an idea that would have been strange to Muhammad's first audience, indicating that they were about to enter the realm of the ineffable. Here, Muhammad has self-effacingly disappeared from the drama of Mount Hira. And the night, Layla, is centre stage, like a woman waiting for her lover. The night of destiny had inaugurated a new era of communion between heaven and earth. The original terror of the divine encounter has been replaced by the peace that filled the darkness as the world waited for daybreak. Muhammad would have understood the German historian Rudolf Otto, who described the sacred as a mystery that was both tremendum and fascinans. It was overpowering, urgent, and terrible, but it also filled human beings with delight, joy, and a sense of swelling harmony and intimate intercourse. Revelation cannot be described in a simple manner, and the complexity of his experience made Muhammad very cautious of telling anybody about it. After the experience on Mount Hira, there were more visions. We do not know exactly how many. And then, to Muhammad's dismay, the divine voice fell silent, and there were no further revelations. It was a time of great desolation. Had Muhammad been deluded after all? Was the presence simply a mischievous jinni? Or had God found him wanting and abandoned him? For 2 long years, the heavens remained obdurately closed. And then, suddenly, the darkness was dispersed in a burst of luminous assurance. By the morning hours, by the night when it is still, your Lord has not abandoned you and does not hate you. What is after will be better than what came before. To you the Lord will be giving. You will be content. Did he not find you orphaned and give you shelter? Find you lost and guide you? Find you in hunger and provide for you? As for the orphan, do not oppress him. And one who asks for help, do not turn him away. And the grace of your Lord proclaim. Here, Allah offered his assurance that he did not abandon his creatures and reminded men and women to imitate his continuous kindness and generosity. Human beings who had experienced the care of God had a duty to help the orphan and the deprived. Anybody who had known dereliction, hunger, and oppression must refuse under any circumstances to inflict this pain on others. The revelation concluded by telling Muhammad that it was time to proclaim this message to the Quraysh. But how would they respond?